When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Hey, everybody. It's a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. And yes, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds, and it forced upon me. I can't refuse it. I didn't seek it. I didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. It's just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. Grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be on with you. Each and every one of you, you make it happen for me because you are the ones who've made this the number one self-help show in the country because you have listened, you've told your friends about it, you've told your coworkers about it, you told folks to listen and they listen to you. And so thank you for what you have done. And so we are grateful for you. You know, I start with that minute, God's minute, that was written by Dr. Benjamin Mays, Martin Luther King Jr.'s mentor, because we got to make the most of every minute if we're going to be all we were born to be and all we were destined to be. So we thank you for abiding with me, because that's what I start every speech, every program, every show with, God's minute. And then I take a moment, the beginning of this show, each and every show, to give God some glory, to give him some praise, to thank him for life and strength and health. I am grateful. I am grateful, grateful, grateful. And the more I get through this challenging time, the more gratitude I have. So we are grateful and we give God glory for life and strength and health and friends and for being, just being, being here, still here. Being still here. So I'm grateful, 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 and I give God glory. And then, as I said, I'm grateful for friends. I'm grateful for my friends at Truist Financial. Truist Financial is a great sponsor, partner, and friend. Two great banks came together to create an even greater bank, Truist. They have a shared purpose to inspire and build better lives and communities. And with their combined resources, collective passion, and continuous pursuit of innovation, Truist is opening the door to a better financial experience and helping people and businesses all over America do more, be more, and achieve more. See what the future of finance is shaping up to be at Truist.com. That's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Truist Bank. Member FDIC. So that's one of my friends that I'm excited about sharing with you today. And the other one is a dear friend who I am so excited she was able to make time in her schedule to be with us. This lady, she is busy. Lord have mercy. I said, how about that? Nope, can't do that. How about that? Nope, can't do that. How about, nope, can't do that. Let me tell you why she's so busy. Dr. Shirley Davis is my guest today. She's an accomplished, incredible corporate executive, global workforce expert, international speaker, certified leadership coach, and a master of reinvention. She is on the board of directors of many boards, and now she's a fantastic entrepreneur. She has a company that is global called SDS Global Enterprises, a strategic development solution firm that specializes in HR, strategic development, talent management, organizational transformation, diversity, equity, and inclusion. She is real busy with this diversity, equity, and inclusion right now. She is real busy. Let me tell you, I referred some work to her. She said, I can't take it. Come on, somebody. She said, you know what? I am busy. Now, she probably got some room for you, you know, who need her. But she, at that point, that was right after George Floyd. Oh, my God. She was so busy. I mean, everybody was calling because she's well known in that area. She is a speaker now, as well as a leadership expert. She speaks for Fortune 500 companies around the world, a global vice president and senior vice president of diversity and inclusion for the world's largest HR association. To my friends over there at Society of Human Resource Managers, who sponsored this show for many years, and I'm thankful for them. And prior to that, she was the global head of diversity and inclusion at Constellation Energy. She holds a BA in pre-law, a master's in HR management, and a PhD doctor. That's what we call a doctor. In business organizational development. She is part of the Million Dollar Group at the National Speakers Association. She has been making it happen, and she started with nothing. You got to hear her story. My dear friend, the one and only Dr. Shirley Davis. My sister, how are you?
What an honor, honor, honor to be here. I'm so glad we made it work because you just as busy as well. So it wasn't just me saying tech another day. You said, nah, that don't work either. That doesn't work either. So I'm glad to be here with you, my friend.
Well, look, I gave him the thumbnail sketch of who you are, where you came from, but I really didn't go into it. Why don't you tell a little more about where you came from? I believe you started out in Maryland, but tell us a little more about your story.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I'm a little country girl from North Carolina.
You started in North Carolina?
I was born and raised on the farms of North Carolina down in the Raleigh-Durham area.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, a little town called Franklinton, North Carolina. And that's where my mom and dad are from as well. I am the firstborn. I'm the only daughter. I've got three other brothers. And so I grew up playing a lot with my brothers, playing sports. I played all kinds of sports, basketball, softball, ran track. So I did a lot of that. I was a pageant participant for years, for 20 years of my life. I participated in pageants, was Miss DC, was Miss Richmond, Virginia, won Miss Virginia, was Miss Oklahoma. Every state I went into, I was competing. And so I actually hold a number of titles. And then in 2000, I won Miss America United States. So I was a pageant girl. I was a model. I modeled for a number of years, won the Star Search. Remember Star Search back in
the day? Yeah, I remember Star Search.
And they did runway modeling competitions. And so I did the local one for DC. So yeah, that's where I was raised. But then my parents moved me to Washington, D.C., and I lived there for 30 years, but also lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, went to seminary there at ORU, and then moved to Richmond. So I made it full circle.
Wow. So you already know she's a woman of faith, but yeah, she's also a woman of focus and power. And she has had to overcome some major setbacks.
Oh my God.
And I want to talk a little bit about that so you can know that she didn't just pop up in the Million Dollar Club. She didn't just pop up with this global company that Fortune 100 companies are fighting to get her to work with them. She had some major setbacks. And I'll start with, she had a near-death experience in a car. Tell us a little about that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a couple of those brushes with death. It started, one was in a car accident where the car flipped over four times. We were actually coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma, going back home to Maryland, and got the wheel in West Virginia, switched drivers at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Car flipped over four times. I was knocked out the backseat, knocked unconscious, got the scars, the literal physical scars to prove it. And then I was in a bank robbery, held at gunpoint, and told that they was going going to blow my brains out. And I was the one that they grabbed. I was working as a supervisor at the branch and had just opened it at 9 o'clock. And at 9:03, three masked gunmen ran in with their weapons and held me gunpoint while they bum rushed the teller line and held them also at gunpoint, taking the money. So had that. And then I've gone through, you know, career setbacks. I've gone through divorce. I've gone through financial devastation and bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy. I mean, you got, when I read about all that you had overcome, and yet, she has been able to build a successful, massive empire. And the reason is because she did some things. And what I want to say to you, wherever you are in your life, whatever you're going through, that is possible. And so we want to talk today with Dr. Shirley Davis about how you can change your life. You can transform your life from maybe you've been through a divorce or she's been through a lot of the, what I call devastating D's of life. You know, devastating D's are maybe a downsizing. She's been there. Yep. A disruption in funds. She had a bankruptcy. She's been through a divorce, on death or near death. Yet she's been there. She has had a number of these devastating disasters in her life.
Yeah. You know, the other one, discrimination. Workplace.
Oh yeah. I love the story in the book about the guy who elevated you to a position and you couldn't figure out why, and he wouldn't tell you why, and no one could figure out why. When you asked him what is my position, and he said, we'll figure it out as you go along. We just need you. We want you here because you're so special. You're so wonderful. Only to find out later on that they were using her as a token, as she says in the book, because they were under a suit for discrimination and they needed a black face somewhere to be seen. And she realized that in a while that this was not where she was supposed to be. And she resigned. And boy, the guy went ballistic. He went off. Tell us a little bit about that.
He sure did. I was working in this position and I was complimented because I thought, wow, he's seen something in me, right?
Yes.
He's seen some potential. Put me in this position. For 6 months, I did not have clarity about what I was doing. People were making comments and there were rumors going around. What did she do to get that job? Who does she have to sleep with? Because I didn't have a title, but I was just out there sort of doing these, what they call special projects. And again, wasn't happy. It wasn't the work I was called to do. I didn't feel anointed to do it or purpose to do it. And I went and found another job, went down the street, got another job, making $20,000 more because I knew I couldn't move in that company anywhere else. I would be blackballed. You don't leave the EVP and think you're going to have that not follow you across your career. And so I left. I gave him a resignation. And he took that thing and snatched it out of my hand and told me how ungrateful I was, that he had given me a chance and that I had messed it up for every other black person coming behind me, told me to get out of his office. And that day was my last day, not 2 weeks later, but that day was my last day. So look, I did what everybody else would have did. I called my mama. I called my mama boo-hooing and crying. You know, I didn't let him see me sweat, but I called my mama, who is also a praying woman, woman of faith, woman of God. And she's like, look, you is smart, you is kind, and you is important. So you better shake the dust off your feet and go and make $20,000 and be all right with it.
Amen. Amen. Speaking of that, just so you know, this is not just a call my mama once. She was so successful in her business. She moved her mama and daddy down to Florida when she moved. She said, I want y'all to move. And she arranged for that. Am I right? They're down there with you now, right?
I made them in the snowbirds. Yes. Last year when we were all stuck in the house, I went and bought a nice beach home. And I was like, I need y'all to come down here and help me fix it. That was my way of getting them there. You don't You ain't doing nothing else. And come on down here. And they stayed for 6 months and absolutely enjoyed it. And they'll be down here next month, staying another 6 months. So
amen. Amen. So that's the possibilities, folks. One of the things I've said over the years when I've spoken for groups, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What do you want to do? One of those goals might be to bless your parents, you know, the people who supported you, who are in your corner, who were with you during the tough times and who supported you. Bless your parents and She did. Okay. That was one of her goals. She talks about goals. She talks about dreams. She talks about what do you do? What if? She has a new book out. We're going to talk about this book, Living Beyond. What if? Realize and release the limits and realize your dreams. Yeah. Ooh, this is some kind of story. She got it for you. Y'all got to stay tuned. We've got more to talk about. And we're going to talk about also, many of you have asked me over the years, have sent letters, notes. How do you move from a corporate job to becoming an entrepreneur and then be successful in it? How do you make that leap? How do you make that shift? She did it. She's going to tell you some of the tips to do that. So this is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources. And then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. A to the D to the T to the I to the T to the U to the D to the E. A to the D to the T to the I to the T to the U to the D to the E. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's all about your attitude. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show with my special guest, the one and only Dr. Shirley Davis, PhD. She is a global force to be reckoned with, and she is doing such incredible things all over the world. I just love what she's doing, what she has done, and how she has made it happen. Let me read a little more. She's an accomplished corporate executive, and she's on board. She's been on the board of the National Speakers Association Board of Directors for the last few years and has been an expert they called on for, you know, how do you handle this diversity, equity, and inclusion situation after George Floyd? They called on her and said, we want you to run a new committee. Wow, she was already on another committee. She is an author of a number of books, the best-selling book, Reinvent Yourself, Strategies for Achieving Success in Every Area of Your Life, and The Seat, How to Get Invited to the Table When You Are Overperforming but Undervalued. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's a bad title. That's a tough title. I love it. Let's talk about that first book, Reinvent Yourself and Strategy for Achieving Success in Every Area of Life. Tell us a little bit about that book before we get to the new book. What was that book all about? Because you had to reinvent yourself when you went from corporate America to become, you were a senior VP. You were global director of inclusion and diversity for the largest human resource organization in the world. You were traveling all over the world, and yet you made a decision. What happened here? How did you do this? What made you change? And then how did you do it?
I wrote the book as soon as I left CHRM, right? And that was because I was already reinventing myself a number of times, not just at CHRM, but some of those other situations I just shared with you. Each of those times, every time you go through a breakup, you go through a breakdown, you go through a breakthrough, you have to reinvent yourself and reposition yourself for greater. Because if you don't assess where you are, you're doomed to repeat it again. And so I wanted to do better, go higher, go to the next level. So I constantly reinvented myself. I promised I would never be broke again. And so I had to go through that journey of getting out of debt and learning how to save money, make money, how to invest money, all of those things. I had to learn how to retrust again, you know, build that trust again with people because of betrayals and breakups of relationships. So reinventing myself became a part of my life. And so when I decided it was time for me now to go to another level, I felt something pulling me, Dr. Jolly. I kept saying, I love what I'm doing. I'm making an impact, but I also feel limited by my job description. And you can only do what they are paying you to do. You can't do all the other things that you feel called and assigned to do. So I remember going to the general counsel's office one day and saying, hey, I got 5 weeks of vacation. I want to travel and I want to do some of my own kind of speaking. I want to talk about reinventing yourself and all of that. And he was like, anything you get as a referral to speak, you need to bring it here. And I'm like, wow. Oh, okay, yes, sir. And so I decided then that it's time for me now to control my own destiny and not be limited by a job description. And I wanted to do so much more personally and professionally, financially and spiritually. So I wanted to be able to spread my wings like a peacock and like an eagle. And that's what I'm doing today.
Well, you're doing it. I mean, you are really doing it. It takes a lot of guts, though. I guess that's the right word, to leave a comfortable position and to start a brand new company
from scratch.
Okay. And particularly after you've had financial difficulty, you went bankrupt, you had setbacks, you talk about being overwhelmed with debt so much. Yeah. So let me tell you how much she was in this book. Wow. When I was reading the book, it's like one of those books you can't put down because it's one story after another. So she gets married, they all up in love, and then he starts getting funny with the money. He starts doing all of a sudden. Now they come to the conclusion, this is going to end. Okay. This is going to end. And as they are ending the relationship, she find out she's pregnant. Okay. All right. She's pregnant.
That's right.
Now they're in that process. They go from two adults to an adult and a child. And she is, she's drowning in financial water. So how did you get past that? How did you grow past that? How did you get out of debt and then get on with your life?
Yeah, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of being broke. And I got tired. Here's the thing. I was working in the bank, too. But I got tired of bouncing checks. I got tired of floating money. I got tired of, you know, having to go to the food pantries and living off of, you know, government money. And so I just, at some point when I had my daughter, she was a lifesaver because I was able to make myself and her a promise. We've all said, God, if you just get me out of this. Well, this time I meant it because I knew now I had somebody dependent on me and I wanted to make her life better and be a better example. So I had to walk that thing out one day at a time. I mean, literally, I was robbing Peter. Some of y'all said you robbed Peter to pay Paul. I was robbing Peter and then robbing Paul because I didn't have a picture to rub together. So it was for me getting to a place where I was tired of having that much debt under me and it was stressing me out. I was losing weight. I couldn't concentrate. And that's not good for being a mother, a single mom to a small infant that's depending on you.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, you talk in the book how you did it step by step, how you paid off that highest interest credit card first. Wow. And then you went to the next credit card. Right. And then you went to the next and you just kept grinding, kept working. You kept focused and you sacrificed. You did without. And boy, you were able to get out of debt and then go back and get your doctorate. Okay. After all of that. Okay. Go back to get your doctorate. What was that? How did you, you know, muster up the strength to do that after you working all day, you're taking care of your daughter, and then you go back to school and get your doctorate?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Jolly, a lot of these situations that happened, the career setbacks, some of those things that I shared in the book, but the one I just shared with you was egregious for someone to tell you, you know, you get out of my office and I don't ever want to see you again. And you didn't mess it up for everybody. But I've also worked in corporations too, where I was overlooked. I was undervalued. I was training people that became my boss. I was getting the results, but not getting noticed and not getting promoted. And so I had to take all of those things and say, okay, then working hard is not the answer.
You got to work hard, but you got to do more than just work
hard. That's exactly right. And so I had to crack a code, right? I had to learn how to deal with the glass ceiling, or as I say too, the sticky floor. Some of these companies got sticky floors. When we come in at the bottom and you stay at the bottom and you can never go up. So you know what I decided to do was to flip the script and look at it differently and say, okay, then if they're not going to promote me, I'm going to leverage and utilize the resources that's available to me and get as much education, get as much certification, get as much education, all of that stuff. I went back and used their tuition reimbursement money to fund my education and get all of those certifications. And today, every one of them have come in, they've come into play, and I have needed and used every one of them to my benefit. And it's helped me springboard further.
Wow. I love that, not just some glass ceilings, there's some sticky floors. I've never heard that, but that is the truth.
Yes.
And because of that, you were willing to say, okay, I'm going to become the best me I can be. I'm going to keep working on becoming a better me. And folks, we've said that over and over again, invest in yourself, invest the time, invest your resources, become better. Because when you become better and you're not satisfied, you don't become a person who is just comfortable where you are. There's always this discomfort that I can do more. God's got more for me to do. I can be better. Ooh, it thought to fire you up. Well, you've been able to build a major company. You got people who work for you now. You got staffing. You got associates. How did you go from a single mom, a single person, to become this empire?
Yeah. So it took a lot of faith. Look, I had to get out of my own way. So let me just admit, it wasn't just one day I turned it on and it happened. It took me years to work my exit strategy while I was still at my job. So what I decided to do was look at how...
Oh, but you had an exit strategy. Now that's I want to make sure we don't go past that.
Right.
You had an exit strategy. All right, folks, that's a big one. Okay, you should be having an extra strategy.
You got to have it. And part of that exit strategy was I need to now get rid of any bills that are going to hold me back. I need to save money. So I saved my bonus checks. I saved my vacation money. I saved my tax refunds. I cut out a lot of expenses, sold some stuff. And what I wanted to do was to have enough capital that I could live on for the first year that would then help me to be able to pay my bills. And just in case nobody called me for that first year, I would still be okay. So I had some capital.
Wow. Folks, now let's make sure you heard what she said. You know, I like to pick up the pearls that are dropped. One, she didn't just jump out with no resources. Okay. She planned her exit strategy. Often I tell people when they hire you, you should be planning your exit, because you don't control your destiny. So she planned her exit strategy. She started saving her money. She got money and resources. She knew she had enough money to support her for a year. She sold some stuff. Now, folks, this is a big one. I just love that one, because we all know many of us got stuff that we don't use, haven't used in years, and we keep it around, don't need it, but we keep it. Well, you can sell it. There's all sorts. Another friend of mine, she started an eBay business. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she bought a brand new car from her eBay business. She said that was paid cash from stuff that I had in my house. So look, you sell some stuff, you save, you sacrifice. She talked about sacrifice. Yeah, she did without. She didn't go out to dinner every day or every week. She cooked at home, took her lunch to work. Yeah. Those kind of things will help you prepare for the next level and the next version of yourself. And so then she got a plan. Come on, somebody. Yeah.
And something else I did too, Dr. Jolly, is once I got that extra strategy, part of that also was get the learning that I'm going to need in order to build this business. So look, it's just like a chef, right? Good chef, good at it. Talking about he want to start a restaurant, but that doesn't mean that you know how to run your business, right? That don't mean you know how to manage the people. So I knew how to speak. I knew how to train. I knew how to coach. I had never run a business. And so I needed to get the skill set and the experience. That's why I went to school and got my doctorate in business and organizational leadership. So I knew the financial piece of it. I had the business acumen, and I would understand how to run an operation.
Woo, we're going to take a quick break for station identification. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. We got a hot one here today, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And I want to encourage everybody to do a couple things that will help you grow your personal life, your professional life, your success in your business, as well as in your marriages and so forth. First, I want you to go to winwithwilly.com. Winwithwilly.com. That's a special site that we've created that has all my websites all in place. Winwithwilly.com. If you're not sign up to my newsletter. You need to do that every day, Monday through Friday. I send a 1-minute motivational message via video. Now, if you can hear on radio, I'm on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell across America, Monday through Fridays at 8:20 Eastern, 7:20 Central. But if you can't get it on radio, you can get it sent to your email, a video with the same message. Me telling you a 1-minute how to grow and go to the next level is Wealthy Ways Show will help you. Wake up and win with Dr. Willie Jolly. So go to winwithwilly.com, sign up for the newsletter. If you want to grow in your attitude, we got a site for that. You want your young people to be motivated, got a site for that. We want your faith to be empowered, we got a site for that. You want your business to grow, we got a site for that. Your personal life, your better. We got a site for your marriage. Make love, make money, make it last. The broadcast every Monday night at 9 o'clock on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook Live, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and on my LinkedIn. Just join us for 9 o'clock. Make love, make money, make it last, from the book of the same title. And you will grow. I also want to take another moment to shout out Truist. I'm so grateful for them. They are our sponsors. They've been our sponsors. They've stayed with us, and they want to help people do better. BB&T and SunTrust merged to form Truist with a shared purpose to inspire and build better lives and communities. Let me give you just one example of what that means. Truist has come up with something called the Truist Community benefits plan. They've earmarked $60 billion, that's right, billion with a B, invest in affordable housing, nonprofit support, and small business growth over the next 3 years. So you can see that while Truist is committed to a better banking experience for you, they're just as committed to giving back to the community and creating meaningful change in everybody's life who are striving to do more, be more, and achieve more. I hope you'll check them out at Truist.com. Let me spell it for you. It's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Truist Financial, member FDIC. My special guest is the one and only doctor, not little girl or none of that. She's a doctor. Doctor. She had a PhD and she is a bad sister, Dr. Shirley Davis. She is incredible. She has a new book. Let's talk about the book. It's called Living Beyond What If. Release the limits and realize your dreams. And the foreword is by my buddy, our friend, our brother, Les Brown, the one and only Les Brown. And this book is interesting. And one of the book, she addresses some serious questions. So why is that 90% of people admit that if they got to live their life over, they would live it differently? She addresses that. And then why don't you tell us how the book is broken up? Because there's some great points. What about that 90% question?
Yeah, you know, and the book is dedicated to the 90%. And where that came from is all over the world. As I speak to audiences and I coach and consult, people are constantly wanting to know what's their purpose, what's their why. And they're not living their best life, nor are they living a fulfilled and a meaningful life. And so the book is dedicated to the 90% of those people who say that they are parked on the side of the road, don't have a clear understanding of their why or their purpose. And if they got to live their life over again, they would do it differently. That's not going to be my testimony. That's not going to be my reality. And I'm trying to help people go from being the 90% to being the 10% of us who are living our why and truly walking in real purpose.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's talk about some of the things that you recommend in the book. Let's go through a few of the points. I mean, it's a terrific book. Oh, before we go any further, where can they get the book?
The book is on Amazon.com. It's in Walmart. It's at Target. It's on Barnes and Nobles. But please go to Amazon.com. And I would love to get the book or the audio book or the ebook. It's in all formats.
Again, folks, it's called Living Beyond What If. Realize the limits and release the limits and realize your dreams. Okay, let's talk about the book, Dr. Shirley Davis. Let's talk about what they can learn and what they will get out of this book. Part one, release the limits. Let's talk about that.
Yep. Yeah, the part one is really all about getting the work done, right? It's about our journey and it's about recognizing and realizing where you are in life. So the first book I open up with in that chapter is, was it just my imagination? Because we all, as kids, think about when you were a child, all of us dreamed about something, right? And we didn't have fears, limitations. We didn't have doubts. Everything was possible. And I talked about and thought about and wrote down all of these little dreams in my diary of the things that I wanted to do. Until life happened, until I went off to college and had my heart broken the first time in college, and until I got married, until I had, you know, had to go through divorce, until I got into my career. So my imaginations, right, started to change. And when life started to happen, I started to put some things on hold. I started to doubt myself. I started to have a bunch of these what ifs. What if I fail? What if I get hurt again? What if don't nobody like me? What if I get rejected? So I started building up all of these what ifs that truly then tried to squelch all of my wonderful dreams and imagination. And for years, I wasn't living my dreams. I was living my fears.
Wow.
That's
wow.
That first part. Yeah.
And many people will not live their dreams because they are so caught up in their fears.
That's right.
And their fears have made a priority in their life. And we want to kick the fears out. And, you know, one of my books, I talk about there are two brothers who go around from house to house and city to city and state to state called Fear and Doubt. And they knock on somebody's doors and front door. And when the person opens the door, Fear and Doubt will rush in and take over and steal all of their dreams and all of their hopes and all their aspirations. And they'll settle up in that house and stay there. But one day they came upon a a beautiful house, and they knocked on the door and they said, open this door. And the door finally opened, and they did not know that this was the home of their mortal enemies, Faith and Courage. Come on, somebody. Yes. And when Faith and Courage came to the door, they looked up the street and they looked down the street because there was nobody there. Why? Because in the face of Faith and Courage, fear and doubt got to disappear. Come on, somebody. So that's what you did. You had some faith. You believed God had something better for you. And then you had to have courage. That faith into action. Took a step of faith and courage to say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to live my dreams, not my fears anymore. And you did it. Now, the second part of the book, you talk about realize your dreams, and you talk about one step after another. Talk about that, please.
Yeah. So once you release the limits, and it's not only just about getting past your dreams and now parking on the side of the road of life, but it's also about stop procrastinating. It's about conquering your fears. And then once you do those things, getting to work, you got to find, what are you called to do? What is your big why in life that drags you out of the bed and makes you want to get up every day? Because I get up excited and passionate and looking forward to everything that that day has for me. Then you got to realize your dreams after you release the limits. And that's where you can truly start to then lay out and work your life plan. Too many people do New Year's resolutions, but they get broken by February 14th and by April 14th. But when you have a life plan and you have it attached to a why, every day, every year, it will help you to then accomplish what you were called to do.
Let's dig in there a little bit. A life plan with a why. Okay, talk about that. Go in and dig a little deeper.
Yeah. When you know what your why is, what are you called to do in life? And I always tell people, if you want to know what it is, think about when you were a small child. Go back and revisit some of those dreams and imaginations that you used to have. Go back to some of the things you used to do as a child that you love to do. Guess what my favorite thing to do with my brothers was? Play teacher, play school. And now today I'm a teacher. I'm teaching people and educating people. So those things that we did even as a young child, and then look at all of your report cards. What were your teachers saying about what was the things that you loved to do and what you were good at? Your gift has followed you all of your life. Your talents and your skills didn't just show up. They were imparted in you when you were created. So there are things inside of you that you were called to do that nobody else was. So you've got to discover that. That's your why. And when you get that, then you start working your life plan on, how am I going to master that? How am I going to become an expert at that? How am I going to add value? And what legacy am I going to leave with that why that I was created for?
Ooh, I love this. I love this, folks. And you wrote your life plan out on paper, did you not?
I did. Yes. And my why, I am clear. And I put it in the book too. I am clear that my why in life is to really help people get a larger vision for themselves, to not live in a small world, but to live in the big world that they were created to create those and live those big dreams, and to leave a legacy that made the world better because you were here. I don't want people to be limited by their own self-imposed obstacles and fears, but I want them to live their best life.
Wow. Yes. Don't say that one more time, Dr. Shirley. Say that exactly what you just said one more time.
Yeah, you don't want people to shrink and live small. You want people to live in their bigness. Look, I came from a big God. I came from a creator who knew I wasn't a mistake, and he gave us gifts and talents, gave it to me, gave it to you, that we have to then give back to the world. And that is our reasonable service, is not to let this world be the same because we were here. It needs to be different and better. Because we were here.
I'm loving this. This is firing me up. I don't know about y'all, folks. I don't know about y'all, but I am fired up because she has given it to us. She's laying it out for you that some of you have settled for less than what you could be because of fear, because of doubt, because of pain, because of setbacks. But I'm telling you, a setback's nothing but a setup for a comeback. And she's saying it's time for you to live beyond what if. What if I could do this? What if I could do that? Well, why don't you start doing it? That says it's your time. It's your time. Ooh, this is so powerful, because when you read the book, you will realize that she went through one story after another of dejection, of hurt, of brokenheartedness, of near death, of financial ruin.
Being bullied, right? I was bullied. Yeah. I was thrown in the deep water to drown, and I saw my life flash before me, even in that. I mean, just all kinds of things that we experience in life. But I'm a believer, Dr. Jolly, that we don't go through life in these trials and tests and troubles. There's something that's in it. There's a lesson that's for us to learn, because if we survive it, if we live through it, we can thrive through it, right?
You can
get through it because you're on your way to something. So I'm okay with going through something because I know I'm on my way to something.
Oh, I love that. I'm okay with going through something because I'm on my way to something. Yeah. Folks, where are you on your way to? Are you willing to go through some challenges in order to get there? Are you willing to do the work? You know, I've heard it said, are you willing to work? Are you willing to do the work? Now, what does that mean? Not just the physical work, the personal work. Are you willing to work on your psyche? Are you willing to work on your thinking? Are you willing to work on your faith? Are you willing to work on your courage? Go, we got to have. And are you willing to work on your belief system? You got to have a belief system that has it in the realm of possibility, because we know that if you don't believe that it's even possible, you most times will not try. But if you can get your belief system strong, if you can get your courage strong, if you can get your vision to be bigger, oh, you're on your way to doing incredible things that can leave a legacy. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Dr. Shirley Davis, and she's got more to tell you, and we're going to talk about how you gotta do some things that will change your life. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And I'm saying to everybody, for sure, well, without a question, without a doubt, your best is still yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me. Up the phone.
You can call
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech. And I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to WJSpeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. Well, I'm back with Dr. Shirley Davis. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. And let me tell you, I understand the challenge of getting that doctor. You know, when you say an earned doctor, now I know there are a lot of honorary doctors. I applaud everybody who gets that and get that done because that's for their life service. But when you go back to school, you shut it down to go back to school. It's tough. Okay. It's hard. Yes. And I'm not talking about something I heard somebody say. I'm not talking about something I read somebody say. When I shut it down and went back to get my doctorate after 30 years after getting my master's, it was hard. It was tough. It was humbling. It was challenging. But here's the thing I've learned, Dr. Davis, and you did it. I'm sure you did it. And what I've told people in the front of me, that doctoral program, going back to class, going back to writing papers, going back and doing a dissertation, it was like a mountain. It looked like a mountain. It looked like Everest in front of me. But in the rearview mirror, it looks like a bump in the road, don't it?
Yes, yes, yes. And it comes from having a why, right? So that became a part of my life plan is I knew that I wanted to get the highest level education. I wanted to take away all the excuses. I always tell the story. The reason I got my PhD is not just because I wanted to make my parents proud or my daughter proud. I got my PhD because I wanted to take away all the excuses that I kept hearing in corporate America about why I couldn't do this and why I couldn't get promoted here. And I needed to go back and do this and go back and do this. And I'm hearing it from people who didn't have half as much education as I did, but it was an excuse. It was like chasing a carrot that kept moving, but now is working in my favor.
Come on now. That's right. Now, and for those who might've just joined us, she has a global business. She works with Fortune 100, Fortune 500s all over the globe. She is in high demand, and particularly not just with her doctoral information, but her diversity, inclusion, equity information, DEI, diversity, equality, and inclusion. Yeah. But she is very busy with that. But she now has teams of people. And you also have some online training and online programs.
Oh, yeah. Look, talk about it. We talked about this. When I left corporate America, I went big. And I jumped out there by faith. And I've got 12 different revenue streams, 12 different product lines. And so, yes, I work with corporations. I work with them on leadership development and excellence. I work with them on cultural transformation. We do audits and assessments. I work with them on training and education. And yes, I've got some online courses. I've got 5 courses that I've done with LinkedIn Learning. So a lot of people are taking those kinds of courses online, but I've got my own university where people can take courses on demand. And so there's all of these different avenues of where I'm able to add value and help transform lives and transform organizations.
Well, I know everybody now is saying, where can I reach you? Where can I go?
DrShirleyDavis.com. That's easy. DrShirleyDavis.com.
DrShirleyDavis.com. That's easy. DrShirleyDavis.com. DrShirleyDavis.com. Go and check it out. You'll be impressed. You'll be inspired. You'll be uplifted. You'll be empowered by what she has created and what she is doing for others around the world and what she can do for your organization or for you personally. Again, if you want to get her book, the book is called Living Beyond What If, Release the Limits and Realize Your Dreams. Now, where can she get the book again, Dr. Davis?
Please go to Amazon.com and also join my community on livingbeyondwhatif.com because I'm going to be talking about the book. I'm going to be doing a masterclass and free webinars. So go to Amazon and order the book and then join my community on livingbeyondwhatif.com.
And can they get your other books too there on your Amazon site or on Amazon?
There.
All your books are on. Okay. And your audio book of this, you got an audio book now.
Audio book, ebook, as well as a workbook. So I got them all out there.
Fantastic. Fantastic and fantastic. Yeah. Okay. In every interview, Dr. Davis, I do the same thing for every guest. I ask them a question. I'm going to ask you the question, and I want you to share your thoughts. Mm-hmm. So you travel all over the country. You used to live in D.C., and I'm gonna give a shout out to used to be of a member of the church with my friend Tony Macklin Reverend Anthony Macklin. And so, but now you are all over the country. But let's say you flew in for a big event in Washington, and I picked you up. Dee and I picked you up, and we took you to lunch, and then we took you over to a class at Howard University. We got some interns who work with us from Howard, so we took you over to Howard to a class of young, hungry business students or young students who want to have a business, want to be successful, want to be like you, want to be an empire builder. Tell them a couple. You got us. You got to do this if you want to be successful in business. You got to do this. Tell them some you got us.
Yeah, let me give you my got us because that's what helped me get to where I am now. So first of all, you have got to get out of your own way. The one thing I had to do myself was I had to talk myself into courage, talk myself into confidence, and talk myself into the fact that I could do this. So that's the first thing is don't allow yourself to get paralyzed by any of your setbacks, by any of your limitations, by any of the things that you failed at in the past. Because I had started businesses before, but that thing almost kept me from stepping out again. So you got to get out of your own way. Get out of your head and step into your greatness, right?
Amen.
You have got to build an extensive network. You got to get the right people around you. That was key and critical for me. I have learned that relationships are the new currency. 99% of my business comes from referrals and recommendations. The rest of it is through live events, but I get all of my referral and my money comes in from clients who have been referred by other clients. And also, I am able to save money, time, and get additional resources and new opportunities and open doors by the network that I have, by my relationships. That's key and critical. And then the other thing I would say, the thing you got to do is you got to take some risks. Jump and grow your wings on the way down. You got to try some new things. Don't be afraid. Don't get stuck in a rut. Don't continue to be comfortable with where you are. I said, there's too many times where we're in our known hell, but there's an unknown heaven. Don't be afraid to open up door number two and door number three and try new things. And now as today, my business has boomed and it's quadrupled because I've tried new things that I wasn't aware of how to do them before. But when you got a good network and when you don't allow yourself to get into analysis paralysis, you can try new things. And I'm a big believer, failure is an option. It is an option if you fail fast and you fail forward.
Ooh, good God Almighty. You want to fail fast and fail forward. And we want to fail, which we all go through fail. You grow through it. And that's one of the quotes. She got a section in her book called Notable Quotables. One of them is that don't just go through it, grow through it.
Yeah.
Am I right about it? and your dream must be bigger than your fear. Because we know that fear will keep you there. And look, it's one thing to be alive. It's another thing to be living. She got quote after quote after quote. Folks, this is a dynamite book. And if you have had setbacks, if you had questioned whether you could do it, you will see through this. So she had one just drama after drama after drama. I said, Lord, what? Does she have any good days? Yeah. It was drama city. But she didn't not let it ever be make let it become pity city. Come on, somebody. She didn't let it become. She just kept working and kept believing. And she did the work again. She did the work when she was bankrupt. She did the work when she had gone through the divorce. She did the work when she was near death. She did the work to build herself back up. And so I'm excited about what she has done and what she's going to do. You know, what's coming up in the future, Dr. Davis?
I'm so excited. You know, there's a lot of great things going on. I'm staying busier than ever. I'm booking right now into 2022, which is excellent. But I, you know, I not only released that book in August, Living Beyond What If, but I am excited because I'm releasing, hey, how many of you have ever heard of the Dummy series? Dummies for this, Dummies for that, Dummies for this. There is not a Dummies book called Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for Dummies. It is hitting the marketplace on January of 2022. I'm excited about that.
And you're the lead author on that, am I right?
First ever. Yes, the first ever book on diversity, equity, and inclusion for dummies. And they sought me out to have me write that book. And I'm thrilled and excited. So that's going to take me to a whole nother level of development. It's written specifically for middle managers and above, not people who are practicing it, not people who drink the Kool-Aid of DE&I, but the people who don't know it, don't get it, don't want to know it, right? And they're the ones that need to have it the most. So the book is a practical guide for them. So that's the next
thing. Dr. Shirley Davis, you are a power keg. You are awesome. I'm so grateful that you could find some time. I finally was able to get on. I want to thank you again. Where can people reach you?
They can reach me at drshirleydavis.com. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm on Facebook, Clubhouse. I'm on Twitter. So please, everywhere there's social media platforms, look me up. I am there. I'm available. I've got a lot of great free things on my website too. So go there and let's stay connected.
DrShirleyDavis.com. I want to thank her. She's been a good friend, and I'm grateful for her friendship. I want to again thank my friends at Truist, and I want to encourage you to check them out. They are doing great things. They are unleashing potential at Truist. And you go to T-R-U-I-S-T.com, Truist.com, and they're building better lives all over America. And I am grateful for their continued support of me and what we're doing. I want to encourage everybody to go to WillieJolly.com for my business site, but just go to Win with Willie. winwithwillie.com. Make sure you sign up for my newsletter so you get the 1 minute motivational messages Monday through Friday. Follow me on all my social, The Real Willie Jolly on Instagram. Willie Jolly on LinkedIn and all of those. But then if you want the marriage stuff that we have been doing, and so many people, we're grateful all over the world for following us every Monday night, but it's on A Jolly Marriage. If you want a jolly marriage, we've been married for 36 years and grateful. So you want a jolly marriage, follow us on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and we do a show every Monday night on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram. Make love, make money, make it last, the broadcast. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. I'm grateful for you, and I know for sure, the best is yet to come. Have a great week on purpose. And God bless you. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to willyjolly.com/billionaire. willyjolly.com/billionaire or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.